Where's your lapel? Oh, should be
Anyway.
somewhere there. Right, I'm gonna leave you alone in here today. Too much else to do. So, when you're done with the meeting, just take your microphones out, and it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall in this big office over there. Just let me know you're finished. Thanks.
I tell you, we've got kind of two-way refraction. If you control the thickener utterance, it'll play where it should be in the model.
Yeah. No, it's just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like doing nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display density information. Now at the moment the application is
We should probably set those sizes because that's such an easy thing to do.
yes, sure. So at the moment we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are you
sure.
missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I trigger off something by clicking on something.
Are they?
Yeah, there are some where they come. Probably they're just slow loading. And they don't have the buttons yet. So at the moment the display is still discoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not sure. Is this, it probably looks like Vera's data
That's Vera's data
from
on
the
the
looks of
display,
it.
but the segments are just made up.
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment, but the code's there for the real segments. And this is summarized based on just where I said at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on, I realize I'm almost pointing at my screen, you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on these intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which should be said, we could have just copied it. So just to show, David's put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in the. I'm not sure why I'm making loud, it's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
That's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So and that already this part already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with chess instead just to see a
Yeah,
difference.
if you want. But
Where's
that
the.
one looks almost con just you need to.
So, which version of my data was it? The
The
very
original
first
was the very
one?
first
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just want to see
Dave,
what it
where, what am I looking for? I'm looking for a data manager. Where am I looking?
It'll be in
Is it
program.
with file names or is it
Why do
here?
I call your display?
Is it here where it's importance file?
No, it is. On your display, where it calls which one to get, you just need to change a flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you.
How do you do the summary?
Oh
Is
no,
it.
actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary, when the summary gets called in the program manager, you can do it.
So are you basing it on certain thresholds? How
No,
high
not yet, it's
threshold?
just
Oh,
it's a top level.
okay.
Okay, so where is
The
it?
easiest thing is in Program Manager where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
Do you know where that is? Just about?
It'll be above that.
About there.
It'll be down, it's going to be after the Data Manager's main.
In this main, in this
Yeah,
routine.
that. Our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah.
So let's
Can't
hop
remember
those
where I
around.
put it. Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. try with some reason.
What's the difference? So
I read them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select one, which one it gives back.
So let's just swap the file names around from now.
Yeah, if you want.
Oh yeah, and we really use a zombie move to file.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this shows, if we see anything at all that we see at the moment, at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment. I think this
that's the old.
Yeah, that's the old version. So it shows. So if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like seeing if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. Forget this button state.
Yeah. It's weird. On mine, it can
probably all these oohs and ahems are spelled differently in the thing. Or what's the problem? Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet.
And that's a very old one, rather. I think those S's and E's and so on, the single letters, are because of the problem with my.
Yeah, no, this is very old. We just never call
the
top stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, really. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time? Or what would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a relative, so it should always whatever reduce it to half.
I guess that would make more sense, yeah.
Because an alternative view would be that.
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
Yeah, well, I guess that could be
adapted.
Going
too slowly, yeah.
An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then they place this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead, that you can
expect. That, to be honest, is something we can worry about at the end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change, and we've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah. What's there to discuss for today, though? What's there to talk about for today?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly.
Yeah, I'm quite keen to do like most of that, like an index search. And
okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle.
I think basically what I needed is just a list of words with an index to start with for each meeting.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique, and it can, I can pass them back to you, and you can use that to
a hash
map. Probably.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work?
Certainly for now,
Certainly for now, probably for good, definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, do you want? You know, I just got there for one meeting. Are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
I guess so.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're all using the first one.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or terribly to others?
I think it segments quite well, though, the first one.
want to send the prototype, and we should change the data. Where's the best?
The only problem with the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that. But I mean, that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory, or do you have to put it in?
Well, at the moment, it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from my
probably
directory?
Probably, yeah, best to make a copy of it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java native interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. But I think I'll just write out a script and do it with the system call.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
Yeah, it's not really important that we get it missing clean or anything like that.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if we do an hourglass that then you know even if it pauses for 10 seconds or stuff like that.
I don't think it'll take that long anyway.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before or that the audio clock and things
sort of. So we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external, call to make sure that the external thing is finished because in general, like that's sort of running parallel. Yeah. I have some code for system calls, like the handle scene and the output if you need some of that.
I don't think I need
that
really because I'll just dump out the temporary files.
I don't really know what to talk about. We have... So there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this, so that's good.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we probably have to make the graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display will definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole series of meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any brown points in the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it will? I mean, do you think
I think it might well because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group. At the beginning he talked quite a lot about that.
It's not too difficult to do in sort of a hack kind of way,
because
we can just treat it all
as one meeting. Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information. Like
we'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see.
Yes, but apart from that, we don't really do anything
different. I mean, that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window, and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah. So initially, I thought it was sort of more a search functionality. That simply there's one button that says find similar segments.
Yeah.
And then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed in
you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's, I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like...
It might be possible to do it in Summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it'll still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's worth much bother, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do a similarity search, and it's just like you say, find me similar segments, and then sort of like you have a list, and you click on one of them, and then you go to that segment. I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how we can display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that they can call. And if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically it's just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one and then then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine. Because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs,
yeah.
And mine would give the start segment IDs.
Right.
So basically this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, sure. So in your case, like it would basically would probably say the utterance here, or at least some.
It would probably select it. Yeah.
Yeah.
In
my case,
it
would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then like the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part.
How advanced we can have our search, because I definitely
very
think we should restrict it to
very basic, yeah.
I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Things like that.
If,
but
yeah,
nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app with with the speaker.
With the speaker
ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, in fact, if someone could create a file with speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah, I did that.
I have
done.
That file.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the group directory?
Yes, in the data. Yeah, group data, speaker data or something.
Yeah, it's, the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that.
Right.
Search quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about?
Can I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue act out with.
On the dialogue app level, I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was not a priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get all the utterances.
All right. Yeah, so maybe just get started then. Making a search with that.
So what about a general layout like this, that we have here the dialogue acts and there the player, and here we'd have the search button and the similarity thing button.
Hmm.
So where are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, and make a little bar on the left, like search results in there.
Yeah.
I think we probably we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out their locations, so we'll arrange it in a nice little orderly.
Alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. And that's what we're gonna do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
No.
Well, we should try running that thing again.
Yeah.
Just now.
Or
just delete all that code.
Yeah, of course we've got great access. Yeah. That would be easy.
I'll just make it print obscene messages in the background and standard output.
Yeah. Oh dear.
If anything, we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation. Yes, because we're nice people. Is this rate thing, do we have any direct control for that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of we can only...
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause
it.
To
overtake that code from the original.
Yeah,
pattern.
That's the clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the...
Oh, it's
audience.
All part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component and just override whatever the action to that slide bar is?
No, we'd have to look in that code and see what it actually does. It's really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, maybe it has a different constructor when you create it.
Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half.
Right. This one's.
Because that'd be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So if something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, but you've probably gone past the end of the file.
Yeah, I realise.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something is messed up.
I don't know. I think it's just it did do it. It's that bright selection.
Yeah.
So do you think a tree view for like an overview of the whole set of meetings
yeah.
would be good?
Simple view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they are clicked really.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could you know like some applications when you open a file you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that that displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you could calculate them offline and just have a little thumbnail or something.
We couldn't summarize.
The summarize is quite quick. It could probably do it dynamically.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it'd look pretty. And
yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it. Like
yeah.
5 lines.
In a sense, I mean, if we, like probably that would be the same thing that you also display up here, because I really think that having like some, but that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like really, just getting, I think getting one or two best utterances for each segment. Would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another quite good thing might be do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things? Java. I've never done it.
But I imagine it must be quite easy.
Because what would be quite cool is if on the search result you could give it each one the tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah, it'd be nice
when you hover over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, alternatively, we could always have sort of a third small component, whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's part unwritten when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display it or something.
But yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should.
The tooltip is, I think, a better.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with the preview, we'll be able to get through to fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, because I wonder how good that looks, but we can try that.
It's quite common in like some applications.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, I'm using tooltips of But yeah, that should be fairly easy.
We have moving band with graphical display that also moves according to the.
Yeah, yeah, we will have that. It's actually just going to happen today, and we will have proper segments as well.
Is that quite easy to do to get a moving cursor?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, and just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something. And then I can just like repaint the small area.
All you need to do is just one value, the height. It doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, and then the.
Yeah, I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that my whole calculations of like where we are in time here are correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measure? So do you think there'll be a point when you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
Actually, at the moment I don't see how many people can work on the program.
No, right now I don't see that much benefit. Right now it brings too much benefit.
No.
So now I've finished all the meetings, I think. There's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. Well, that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do it.
So this is the component based evaluation you're talking about.
Yeah, he's really keen on it.
Well, I think
that's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, I was just going to do some sort of informal.
Yeah.
I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was not just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
I thought
you
said that in the meeting before we wrote the report.
Yeah.
Then he came back with this book criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then yeah, but we did it in the last report. We said we're not going to go. Oh, but now I expected it in more detail.
Yeah, he did give us the 8 out of 10.
If that translates to 80%, like if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they did, because that's the first 60%.
16?
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
What?
No, I think they're 10%
each.
10%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%?
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Well, how much do you think they were?
I think they were 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Okay. But also, it just means that he's relatively lenient, because I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell bent on
it. Yeah, I suppose you can see that we're putting the work in.
And then you'll see the final display and realize that you've got more faith than
you did. I think we rampantly underestimated how long it takes to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, the interface and the integration. Yeah.
So the thing is, Like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I'm doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation until.
Yeah, same for me.
See, I've already just been starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
What are you doing for your DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive. You get like a document for each exhibit.
Yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he went about Chord ML and then went on for guitar tablature.
Oh, that'd be quite a good one actually.
I think it might have bit off more than I can chew, because I think it's going to be quite hard.
Yeah, but you have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, Tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, that's not as well.
See how far I get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for always your current data, would that help in? Look, I've been promising this for a week now, really. I don't know.
Yeah, don't know if it's it might be of help.
Because essentially, at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over right?
Yes. We can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, though, I think.
Yes. You can probably add an open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think it's a ready-made component that returns a string. A file name.
It may even return a file directly.
Or that, yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. The thing is, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call it file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but
why? Because it reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure, it would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning, as a part of options, just to ask for a file name. Then you can just publish a script that you just run, and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot about that. Well, I'm not sure if you had that problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Did happen once before.
Yeah. I was like suddenly panicking at 11 when I realized, God, I should follow it fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got that thing. Yeah, so if we do a work which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterances in DVD. The idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy slash difficult slash impossible, like at the moment if you skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom? And
or even just an entire corpus, that's what Colin's file was for.
But the entire corpus?
Too much difference. If I just take a file on where one meeting is in,
because it's easy to load that much, just text.
Yeah. Where do you think you can produce something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs can have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. That means you have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect act numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that the second meeting begins with 300 and something?
No, but Dave, that's what I was thinking about. Like the second meeting just continues with the first one stopped, and for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings,
the main data, that's just uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got them uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic wise, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing, and then it's that thing, and then it's this thing.
Yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialogue act meeting dot dialogue act number?
It's possible.
It would be a longer name, but
there's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts, which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like. So your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only, like the display would only display one
yeah,
group?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if I mean, I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like, I just think that in the logic of the program, it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing, rather
you
than
may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically, rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say.
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely different. Like, I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah, but that's a decision we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
But would it still, like, would we still, in the logic of it, still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting? Like, would the display, for example, still be able to just say, I want from whatever, from the first until the last and everything in between, sort of, and the data manager would then display that just for that
actually
meeting?
Why not?
Okay, well, if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your top
seconds? I've only done the first meeting. But yeah, that's the plan. For the topic segments?
Yeah, sorry,
for the topic segments I have, but for the utterances I've just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was that it would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous in chronological order.
Okay.
Is that what you've got, because different meeting series overlap?
Yeah. Okay. No, I did it.
For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, or sometimes
I'm
not
sure
for every
I'm
meeting,
really
how will I count that up? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put a 0 in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because. When it's not 0, it's just a null.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then? That
well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, where is that? So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's not F0.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it should be done in the program because
yeah.
We're probably going to change it.
It would be the ideal place to do that.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is whatever, if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Is anyone ever experiment with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately because the
for
user
now.
One? Okay,
no, for
now.
For
us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For us.
Might be interesting given the just the word importance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what was what and what contributed to the blue spread and what contributed to the red ones. I think that would be a good idea.
But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. What does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like, what that? No, nobody so much color.
Oh, I don't know how to do it in Java, but.
Well, it's not a problem with doing it. Like, I think.
The trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like, it comes up to like red two or three times and stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, give a color cube. Okay.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. And then you'll get this type of display with that file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping?
Well, there's no reason why you can't swap meetings at the moment. If the data's there for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah. Most sensible way to do it, I think.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting then, like sort of from which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is
like this access class is all defined.
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
Yes, in your file, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialect numbers of the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
So just key, yeah, just enumerate it from the next number, three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same thing, I think. That prevents us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least the mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, we should be consistent.
Don't understand much about the difficulties to do different things.
Yeah, it's not really difficult. And I can do it, I can read in different important measures and recalculate the numbers.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when you're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from various IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for, no, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the indexes for all the meetings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like loaded. So yours could always like yours could always be loaded in I guess like you there would only be one version of your data and you could just overwrite the version if you want. But you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having it as file open because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
What the option be?
I just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization. Or?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was just thinking so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data working.
Well, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, they'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
So it adds another dialogue app window, it's really easy.
So we would have, like, each of those components for Jasmine and Vera.
Or, like, say, if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half,
yeah.
One, bottom half, the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one, an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialogue actions.
Would that not require three clocks and
no, I just have two of them not synced up,
but also
just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialog, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of that, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah. So
why don't we just make a swap instead? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like?
Oh, no, it's still good, because... oh, no, it isn't.
I don't want it to like
yeah,
three
no,
like
no.
three internal times because so it's just getting
yeah.
easy. Well, I guess really, I mean, like alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing? Just create three scripts or two
yeah,
scripts, which load a parameter, command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just that.
No, hold on. It wouldn't need three internal timescales because only one syncs the clock, and the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar. It's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay. Would the others? We just have three summarizers and then they all synced up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other one is just a static
just
dialogue access
yeah.
box.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating
okay.
data.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three.
Yeah, I mean not in the final version, just.
No,
three.
Sure. Or maybe you start with just two, like without even combining them and use physical approaches.
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So sorry, I'm posing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them? Do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like. Different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort though?
Well, that's the thing. It was going to take more than like an hour or something. It's not worth it.
So we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have, well, we'll either have one or two. So in the end, because you don't have different versions of where, well, I guess you probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we have to find more sophisticated way of loading it. Specifying the parameters. So that might
that's easy because mine can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that so we'd have to have some dialog box for opening stuff. It might take half an hour in the display not more.
Mine I need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer bit. It's more or less ready to go.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a error script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one. That should be fairly easy to do, right? If I just double the display and you make a non-synced up set of dialog apps.
That should be easy.
Yeah, and then they can tune, fine-tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different, just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah,
and
I think
then have that set the length of the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So I think it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacts to that. Like the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we'd have to set public. But if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
But it doesn't. It doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play.
Okay. So they have.
So you have to stop it and start it to make any effort.
Okay. Yeah. So it shouldn't like even if we have to extend night clock, then it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player and connect it up to our summarizers and make different length summaries. Because, like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min, and the user can just, like, set it in between wherever they want, without actually telling them what it actually means.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
We could justify all sorts of stuff like that in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity and numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could
we should
have done
certainly
so
take away the labels that say -4 times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you impose in the summarization? Because if we fine tune now, according to that and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
I won't make any huge changes. Like you always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure. Like just a weighted average. It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly thresholding it.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed or
no, it just takes the top like 20 or 50.
Yeah, so it's some kind of threshold that is
shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably going to eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym about 3.
Okay, yeah, I was planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3.
Well, to be honest, like it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the displays.
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time. Because yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time and get loads done.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, so we can meet in Fagnappen Tower and just work on. So I'll make sure that my display does all the stuff we can talk about.
Okay.
Until then. And then we put those things together.
Yeah, I'll be working on the search, I think. It's ready to.
So you're going
to
be
started.
Up there as well? Right?
Yeah, I need to come and you can show me how the data manager works.
It's all Java docs. The only class that's not Java doc is the program manager, because that's written in quite a hurry.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which, like, how the search interacts with the rest.
Yeah.
So that's not something that Colin should.
If you want. If it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words.
Yeah, that could be useful.
And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need, because you want to be able to.
When would you have that? Because with each utterance, a list of the words.
I have that anyway, but it's in Perl, so it's, I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy to just run a tokenizer over the string. I mean, it's about four lines of code.
Yeah. Yes, or I don't know if I could just take the dialogue out and just work with that. And I'm supposed to discuss it later.
Yeah.
So, if you have these files where you have just dialogue and string of words?
Well, at the moment it's just a string. It's text, one string.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be trivial to split it up into
sure. That would be. Where do you have it?
It's in Java. Like that's it's modeled like there's an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to
have? I'm just taking, you know, a dialect explorer and then string of words.
Can we not?
You can get
give
it
us
from Colin's file.
Yeah.
Colin's got that in there. His file. Because that's what I'm reading.